That's so interesting, linking what we're going to see in the next 2 days with the upcoming midterm elections and, of course, the politics of it at home. Paul and I were talking about how Jensen Huang will not be part of the U.S. delegation to China. Clearly, he is still on very good terms with the White House because he attended the state dinner for King George earlier this month. And we know that there's been a lot of back and forth about the U.S. agreeing to allow shipments of NVIDIA's AI chips to China. That has been allowed, the H200 chips, but I don't know if China will allow its companies to buy those chips. What signal does Huang's absence on this visit send to Beijing?
I think it's really bolsters my argument that this is going to be more on agriculture, if there's going to be any gains. I'll layer on to focus on chips and also critical minerals and rare earths. We've reached an agreement on those components, and I expect that the goal here is really to reaffirm our commitment to honoring those prior commitments. And one of the things I'd also stress, just not to pivot away too much, but to stress how urgent the agriculture piece is. You know, the farmers in the United States had a 46% increase in bankruptcies in 25. That's a direct result of the trade war launched with China in the president's first term. If you remember the phase one trade deal that USTR Lighthizer reached with Vice Premier Liu He in the White House at the in February, I want to say, before the 2020 election, their focus was on soy. And it makes a lot of sense to keep the focus there, because during the phase one deal, Lighthizer negotiated a deal that would get China to buy, per my calculations, about 142 million barrels, tons of soybeans over 2 years in that phase one deal. And to put it into perspective, the deal that Bessent reached last year was for 87 million over 4 years. So the farmers really are the story.